But he's still in the hunt.
He still is in the hunt, and you just don't know how the other competitors are going to do. And you got to make the cut. If you're going to make any money at all in this game, you got to make the cut. So that's the big thing for Tiger. But he had four bogeys in his first six holes today. So Tiger has fallen back a little bit. He's currently at plus three, and he is plus four still for the day after seven holes. So he's still in it. It looks like the cut, at least at this point, is going to be around plus four. So there's a little room for error there for Tiger, but not much. He's right there on the cusp. We'll keep our fingers crossed for him, because I think the ratings will be much better over the weekend with Tiger Woods being a participant.
Even if he's pulling up the rear of the field, that's going to play over the weekend. That would be great. That would be great for the game of golf. It would be great for the Masters, and it would be great for, who is it, CBS?
Right. Yeah, they always have the big event on the weekend. Of course, it's on ESPN right now. But Dustin Johnson has a big following, and he's tied for fourth right now at minus two. So there's going to be a lot of people that want to see Dustin Johnson up there. Of course, there are some others. M from Korea, and Willett is leading right now at minus four, and he's minus one on today's round. And it's the conditions are tough out there today, Kevin. The wind is blowing, the hills, the whole circumstance that surrounds day two of the Masters. It's a lot of fun.
Yep. Coming up on the show, very excited. Always love it when we have Jesse Turner on. He's a Republican candidate for Congress in CD1. He's a civil rights leader. He's a homeless activist. And as he always likes to remind me, and he's a politician. Jesse Turner coming up in just a matter of minutes. Stay where you are. Do not touch that dial as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Soon to be Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, keenly aware of just how historic her confirmation is.
At a celebratory event on the White House South Lawn, Jackson called her selection to serve on the Supreme Court the honor of a lifetime. She said the United States has come a long way toward perfecting our union.
In my family, it took just one generation to go from segregation to the Supreme Court of the United States.
And Jackson said that America's children are telling her
that here in America, anything is possible.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
At least 50 people have been killed, scores wounded when a Russian missile hit a crowded train station in the eastern part of Ukraine earlier in the day. Russia continues to deny attacking that train station. Also at townhall.com, a move to head off a catastrophe on the southern border.
Labeling President Biden's immigration policies reckless and dangerous, Florida Senator Marco Rubio is joining with nine fellow Republicans, sponsoring legislation to extend Title 42 authority until February of 2025. And while it is a GOP bill, a number of Democrats have signed on in support. It's widely acknowledged that ending Title 42 will result in an even greater surge of illegal immigration. Rich Thomason reporting.
Officials say a suspect arrested in connection with Sunday's mass shooting in Sacramento would likely still be in prison if not for corrections officials' use of sentencing credits authorized by voters in 2016. Smiley Allen Martin was released in February after serving less than half his sentence. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
You can now lose your job for refusing to call a biological male she. And confused children are being pumped full of drugs to block puberty. How have we gotten to this point? The compelling new documentary, The Tragedy of Gender Confusion, has now been banned from online streaming. See the program the corporate media wants to hide from you. Get the DVD at SalemNowStore.com.
Once upon a time, in the great state of Nevada, there was a big, bad governor called Steve Sisolak. And the people didn't like Commissar Sisolak stealing their freedoms. But then a big, blustery sheriff named Joe Lombardo said he would be governor and protect all the people. But this was the same Joe Lombardo who stood his police down while the shooters in the 2017 Las Vegas massacre killed 58 innocent people. And the same Joe Lombardo who got tricked into opening his jail cell doors and releasing convicted felons into Nevada neighborhoods where your children live. That's a no-no, JoJo. I'm Fred Simon, a concerned father, a Nevada businessman, and a medical doctor. I'll fight for what you want, but I need your help to become Nevada governor. Donate if you can and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. After a recent series of violent episodes on campus, the principal of Desert Oasis High School has been replaced. Desert Oasis parents were told yesterday that Jennifer Boudicker has been replaced by the principal of the Cannarelli Middle School in Salzman. No word on whether Boudicker is still employed by the district. Earlier this month, Desert Oasis was locked down for two straight days after several fights broke out. Growing concerns about increasing school violence have prompted Clark County School District officials to implement stricter disciplinary actions for their students. Feeling the heat from another potential loss of a pro sports team, Oakland's mayor has resorted to name-calling, referring Las Vegas to as a gross desert. Talking about her city's efforts to keep the Oakland A's, Mayor Libby Schaaf said Oakland needed to be more environmentally focused when dealing with the precious California coastline than in the gross desert of Las Vegas. Well, taking the high road, Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman invited her counterpart to visit Las Vegas, saying they could attend a Raiders game together. Oakland A's officials have made multiple trips to Las Vegas to scout potential stadium locations.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, I just checked the traffic cams. It looks like you're pretty much up to full speed there on the Beltway. Same thing with the 95 right now. There's some lane restrictions up there in the northwest. That's northbound 95 at Ann Road and delays downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number two of Live and Local, and I'm so excited to have Jesse Turner back. We have missed him. He has been a regular feature on this show for a long, long time, and he is running for CD1. He is a civil rights leader. He's a homeless activist, and as he loves to remind me, he's also a politician. Jesse, how have you been?
I'm doing great, Kevin. How you been doing? I missed you.
I miss you, too. I got to ask you, I saw this op-ed piece you did kind of taking on the never-Trump wing of the Republican Party. Talk a little bit about what you were trying to express in that op-ed.
Well, you know, Kevin, this is my first time ever running for office. I've been involved in the Republican Party all of my life, since 40 years. And so the first time I ran for office, I got the chance to see exactly the inner workings of how it works. And right now, it's a disgrace. We have so many people running for office that's running with Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney and Harry Reid and California and McCain until we weed out actual conservatives and get rid of some of these rhinos, the party selling out to, we have a bigger problem than Democrats. Dina Titus is a lightweight. The problem here is not Dina Titus, how bad a politician and her policies are. The problem is that Mitt Romney and Harry Reid have so much control over the Republican Party that we can't be anything but a blue state because our leadership has sold us out for greed. It can't be greed in power because they constantly lose. So it's just plain greed. And so until we have a debate, until we have forums where the base could come and see that, there's no such thing as a never-Trumper. These are neocon, warmongering, Patriot Act, intelligence agencies, traitors, the Vittmans and the Peter Strzok and all of these Clappers and Brenners of the world, in collusion with the state-owned media, we have a bigger problem than Democrats. Our biggest problem is the Liz Cheney's and the Mitt Romney's.
Let me ask you, will we have debates in CD1? Have we had debates before already?
Well, I'm ready to debate anybody, but nobody's going to come to a debate for me with all these rhinos. I'll just take their head right off. I'm a rhino hunter. What happened is they have so much money that their party has sold to these people. I went to an event where we had people there talking, and then they'd get up and read some speech somebody wrote for them. And then the leadership in the party would get them to say, we got such good candidates, knowing they just got back from Washington talking to Liz Cheney. There's nobody in the party that's willing to say, hey, we need a purge. I don't even like to say that. But if you're running against me and like certain people like Mark Rhino Robeson, who got all this Mitt Romney money and all of that, then you can't show up in a room with me. I've been doing this 40 years. I teach conservatives, you know, so. Right now, until we have some kind of real forced debate about the power in the party, we can't do anything because they sold out. They could buy these people in the party. They have enough money to buy them. When you have a candidate spend more time going to Washington than here in District 1, in District 1 is a bunch of homeless people, poor people. people that are struggling, can't even buy bacon and eggs. They don't have no money to give you. You don't have to pay to vote for me. Voting is free. And if you're running for a job to pay $170-something thousand and somebody give you $400,000 to get it, that's illogical. That tell you right there, you're bought and sold.
Again, joining us, Jesse Turner. He's a Republican candidate for Congress in CD1. Big event coming up tomorrow at the Ahern, which is becoming kind of the Republican headquarters in Southern Nevada. What's the event, and what are you going to be doing with it?
Well, Ahern is like Freedom Hall, and they've been so great. I'm the president of the Minority Business Association, and the Minority Business Association is having a dry voter ID. Event where you can come and help sign up voters and help people get voter ID. It's important to the minority community because voter ID is a way of taking away the minority vote without it. You know, black people want voter ID, and the Democrat communists want to make sure that illegal immigrants can vote and replace the minority vote with an illegal immigrant vote. So unless we do something about that, we're already going to be two steps behind the Democrats. We can't talk about voter machines and voter fraud when the biggest voter fraud going on is that they just titled 42 a whole group of invading illegal vote, what they want to make voters and workers. And until we handle the problems in front of us, we can't stop the problems that we're going to have in the future or turn this state back red as long as, you know, we're being paid to keep it blue.
Tell me about redistricting and how it's impacted you and the race in CD1.
Well, redistricting impacts every race. The Democrats didn't redistrict to help Republicans. Any Republican who thinks that need to get out the game. The Democrats redistrict to make this a permanent blue state. And what they feel like, and come to find out is true, the leadership of this party will not invite minorities into the party. They have no way to invite minorities in the party. There's no mechanism. The biggest thing you can do is something like I'm doing with the Minority Business Association that actually brings in minority businesses, and minority businesses are conservatives. But I'm the only one with any active program that's been active for a long time. What the Republicans are doing, what the Democrats do to the minority. Now they want to show up every 4 years talking about how they want to, I'm going to reach out to Hispanics. Well, you just can't just show up because you're running now and say you're reaching out to Hispanics. Are you Jeb Bushing them like illegal immigration is love? You're not going to stand up to illegal immigration. These Bush people talking about we just need to talk to Hispanics like they're the only minority in the world. You would never hear them talk about blacks or any other race because they're Bush people. They believe illegal immigration is love, and they're not going to fight illegal segregation. And illegal immigration for black men is segregation. So anybody who supports illegal immigration is a segregationist. And it's segregation against white people, everybody. I know a lot of white construction workers that's great carpenters that can't get a job on an illegal immigrant segregation crew because they didn't assimilate. So until we stop Democrat racist segregation, which is illegal immigration, and being promoted with Title 42 being extinguished, we're not fighting the real problems.
Again, Jesse Turner joining us, running for Congress in CD1. I know you've been engaging voters for a long time, traversing the district. And I'm curious what you are hearing back from voters. What are the one or maybe two issues that you hear resonating with your voters?
Well, the voters in District 1, we have a homeless humanitarian crisis. So we have a lot of people now running that's being kind, that's never even been a district run, running on, we're going to bring freedom. We're worried about this. We're worried about that. While the people are living in parks. When you know when you're driving in my district, when you start seeing all the homeless shopping carts and people like that down on Main Street. So the people in my district want you to come down to Main Street. Come down to Maine and Las Vegas to see all the homelessness and despair. And then ask them for a donation. Tell them how you care. You know, they know me. I'm down there feeding them. I'm a homeless activist. So the main thing that's happening is people that's not homeless can't buy bacon and eggs. But we got politicians raising hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, and the first thing out their mouth is give me a donation to people who don't have any extra income. So the people in District 1 are saying they're tired of putting people up that come up every 4 years acting like they care about somebody, and nobody's ever seen them. Most of the people I'm running against, Kevin, me and you have never met. I got like 10 people that's never been to a Republican meeting in 10 years. signing up to run for District 1. Nobody even knows their names. Nobody's ever heard of Jane Addams. Nobody's ever heard of Mark Warburton, except for the Rhino camp now. I never heard of no Marty Short. I've never been to no meeting. Cynthia Steele, nobody couldn't pick her out of a lineup. These people are talking about they running against me, who's been doing this 40 years building this party and never been to one Clark County meeting for anything. And all of them got this money from Liz Cheney and Harry Reid and everything. And the party is up for sale for the highest bidder right now.
I want to ask you about an event that's coming up, the Battle Born Republican Women event coming up. You're going to be a part of that?
Yes, Battle Born Women coming up on May 12th. And we're actually working with them as a forum because it's a congressional meeting for everybody running in District 1 that's supposed to run against me. I'll be there. I don't know if anybody else is going to show up. I'm a rhino hunter, so I don't – that's like, you know, you don't ask no cow to go to a hamburger factory. So that's not going to happen. You know, so they don't come. I will not show up. They run, just like the Democrats, because they know. You got a lot of people that don't know politics. I hear the commercials all the time, but I'm not a politician. Well, you need to get out. They've been watching too many commercials where somebody have a heart attack or some fool walk up talking about, I stayed at a Holiday Inn last night, and now you're having a heart attack. I'm gonna cut your toe off. You don't know what the hell they're talking about. I'm not gonna have nobody work on my car that don't know the steering wheel from the a tire or something. And you can't have nobody in this party that don't know politics right now. It's too dangerous, because if we lose this election and we turn all the way Nevada Fournier blue, we're never coming back. And they redistrict, they gerrymandered, so you have to have minority votes, not just Hispanic votes, because Hispanics understand they're being segregated too, because some of them have assimilated. They're second generation. We need the union vote. I'm a union member. 50% of the people in the union are Republican. This party has turned their back on them, not just the homeless veterans out there. We got people in this party talking about, we veterans, we veterans, we veterans, thank you for your service, and then walk right through District 1 where homeless veterans is laying on the ground with a flag. This is a disgrace. And so until we get real people who are real Republicans, who are real conservative, constitutional people, not actors, then we're going to go back, keep staying blue while the leadership gets rich, filthy rich, and money laundering. They money laundering money from Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney through Harry Reid, through all these states. Utah, you got Mitt Romney money. Then you go to Arizona, you got McCain-Goldwater rhino money. You know, then you go to California, the whole state rhino money. So, and I don't take any money. I'm paying for everything. I don't ask for no donations. You know, that voting is free. If somebody asks you for a donation to vote for them, they're asking you to pay to vote for them. That don't even make sense in a poor district like District 1.
More from Jesse Turner. Man, I had forgotten how much I miss him. Oh, my gosh. More with Jesse Turner coming up. He's running for Congress in CD1. We're going to talk about some of the issues that are hanging fire right now. And you know, illegal immigration is right at the top of my list. We'll see if it is for Jesse Turner as well. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer, and I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, how about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City, and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call is paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingandCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free GetUpside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free GetUpside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free GetUpside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SUV for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code SUV for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code SUV.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und meine key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Continuing with Jesse Turner, Republican candidate for Congress in CD1, we talk about the issues that are going to be confronting our nation when Jesse Turner goes to Washington. Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed yesterday by the United States Senate. A lot of people saying, how radical can she be? She succeeds Stephen Breyer. Jesse Turner, what did you make of this, the idea of the first black woman as a Supreme Court justice?
Not much. I made more about Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski. She was going to pass whether we voted for her or not. I just think it shows how such a disgrace we have in this party. Mitt Romney's leading the way, and it's not like I'm in some state that's not affected by them because, you know, he got out of Utah, like I said. So what I thought more about is this show, that we have Republicans that are really Democrats. The other day I was watching TV, and they said, former Republican Liz Cheney. They just said it. And then, as far as I know, she's running for Congress like me as a Republican, and on MSNBC, she's former Republican. Like I said, Mitt Romney's niece runs the party, Rona Romney, and she's a big disgrace. She's not sitting across the Thanksgiving table or any table disagreeing with her uncle. And me and you both know she didn't do anything to stop this infrastructure deal set up by Mitt Romney and Manchin for them to get paid this money. So, You know, what I thought about that was that we have backstabbers that'll backstab us on anything. But when Kavanaugh went up, I didn't see Liz Cheney or all these rhinos, you know, acting the same way. They were Democrats. That's all I've seen. It's a big disgrace. Susan Collins, Lisa McCarthy, Mitt, backstabber Romney.
I got to ask you about Title 42 down along our southern